In the remaining time, we turn to the long form. Which iconic interpretations to choose? Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Sibelius? Let's hear the first movement of the Brahms Violin Concerto from a live performance with the Long Beach Symphony in 1963. The cadenza at the end of this movement has a unique place in the repertoire. In my opinion, it responds to questions asked throughout the movement. Let's hear Camilla Wick's answers.
Thank you. Thank you. Recorded in 1963, violinist Camilla Wicks joining the Long Beach Symphony Orchestra for a performance of the first movement of Johannes Brahms' Violin Concerto. It's a fitting close to this Opus 12 of Music That Matters. I'm Jim Tevenin, and I owe deep thanks to Vern Windham for suggesting the direction of the program and then doing the considerable labor of finding music recordings, as well as setting up and recording our musicians' remembrances. Also, thanks to you for listening to Music That Matters, a production of Spokane Public Radio. And since this is a Camilla Wicks-centered program, it's only right that we go out with another encore. This one from 1953. It's the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, led by Arthur Fiedler, and a piece by Bjorn Brustad from his Eventyr, or Fairy Tale Suite, the fourth movement.